Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light. I think our music's going to come on any second now. There we go. Okay, still won't fade out, but that's okay. If that's all the tech problems we have, I'm happy. So this is Lynn, and I'm here with Sue and Jan, and we don't have a guest this week. We figured we'd all just talk amongst ourselves, and we're going to ask Sue a little bit about the work that she does with aromatherapy and crystals. And So without further ado, I think we'll put it over to Jan. I think you have a little poetry for us this week.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. Yeah, and that music, that's even the little bit of it sounds so nice. I just love that piece of music. Anyway,
oh,
I need
too,
to get the...
Yeah.
I know, it's so neat.
Yeah.
So,
I'll figure out
what
how to fade it. Sorry, Jan,
okay.
Go.
Okay. Whatever. I need to get the name of that, too, because I want to listen to the whole thing sometime.
Oh, yeah. It's called Avun, A-V-U-N.
Oh, okay. Neat.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Thanks. So
all right.
Anyway, a few days ago, I mean, all the time I post a lot of poetry on Twitter, and that's just, I just love doing it, and I put up pictures and all that kind of stuff, and this really nice guy just came around yesterday and saw one of my poems, and he really liked it, and he just started sending me lyrics or more words to add to the poem, and so we started working on it together. We just kept adding words together back and forth, and it's turned out to be a longer poem, and now he has suggested that he wants to write a song because he plays guitar and he sings, and he's written a lot of songs. He's a songwriter, and I said, yeah, go ahead, and one of my friends told me some stuff too, and so I feel good about it and more now, and so the poem is called Tree Love, The Kiss, and it's by me, Jan Drake-Bakke, and my new friend Matthew F. Blowers III, and I met him on Twitter. And so here it goes. The kiss, the kiss, the kiss, old souls, sacred bliss on tree 9, blooming leaves are the sign. For limbs entwine all that's budding, trembles and clings, and birds with songs as each branch sings, until two spirits flower, each whistling joyous, sweet song of love unfolding in the summer breeze. It's reuniting of souls of young and old. Love is majestic upon its seas. If you wish to kiss and make a moment, you'll always miss. Seek the shade of love's finest umbrella. Just one gal, one fella, cuddling in the shelter of its majesty, reaching ever upward to its creator. The master of all love, gracing our humble earth, be one with nature. And all that is and all that is meaningful to two will come naturally. A tree kiss sacred for me and for you. And that's it. That's how it
beautiful,
came out.
Beautiful, Jan.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Do you know what
Thank
kind
you,
of
yeah.
What kind of music it's going to be set to? What sort of?
I really don't know. He just said he just volunteered and said I'd like to make some music out of it. And I've listened to some of his music, and so he kind of plays folk guitar kind of music, and so
wow. We'll have
yeah,
to see
yeah,
if he's on YouTube. Yeah, YouTube or something.
I'm sure
maybe get a
yeah,
get a
I'm
link
sure
for him
is.
If we can.
Exactly, and so I think it's going to be really neat, and it's my first song with a person singing. I've done songs with Linda Irwin, but this is a song with a person singing, so that's going to be kind of neat, too. So, yeah,
wow.
It just sort of happened, you know. It was just a collaboration in the moment, so kind of a neat little miracle.
It's such a blessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if we can get both your permissions, maybe we can play something on an upcoming show. That would be
definitely.
Cool. Yeah.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
Did you have any, I actually just wanted to give a little shout out to Lori Connell and her friends who are they just lost their son, and we just send out some prayers to Lori and her friends and the family. We just heard about that. So she's not going to be on the show tonight, but we just wanted to send love out to them. It's a hard, hard time to go through right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your heart breaks for these people.
Yeah.
Have you got any announcements we need to make that you need to think that you're thinking of?
I do. I absolutely do. And
good.
Just a few.
Okay.
And I wanted to say thank you to the people who shared our show, which was Kevin Westerlin, Lori Connell, and Sue, who's on our show tonight, Sue Field Bialamonte. And so we appreciate everybody who does that. And the people that we share our shows to are always Psychics Gone Wild, Chen and Eric Mediums, the Chen and Eric Big Room, that I call it, Michael Christopher. And there's other places. And also, I wanted to say one thing about the new American Psychic Medium magazine that came out for June 2017. It's out now, and you can buy it on Lulu and Amazon.com. So that's a new magazine they have out. And that's really all I have. That's all I
great.
Have.
Great. Uh-huh. Short and sweet, but lots of information. That's great. Jen, so Sue,
yeah.
We're moving
yeah.
on to, we were wondering if you'd like to just go do a little tutorial on how you work with the aromatherapy and the crystals, and I guess you're just starting to learn how to work with crystal balls, right?
I have been working for about a year, maybe a little over a year, with my crystal ball. I was told that in a past life, I used to scry, and I've been drawn to crystal balls for many, many years. And a psychic friend of mine, when he did my first reading at an expo, was drawn to give me the crystal ball that he had on display. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a pinky purple color, and it's just wonderful. I love it.
Beautiful.
And with the crystals, most of the time I work with selenite, which is a white, and it pulls in all the positive energy. And I also work with shungite, which is black, and it dispels negative energy. So sometimes I'll have a person hold one in one hand and the other in their other hand. So it's a yin-yang type thing. It balances your positive and negative energy and helps process, helps open up your mind. There's so many different crystals to work with, and every crystal has a different function. There's crystals that help with breathing, with circulation and heart, and spirituality, and I have an angel light that I carry with me all the time that helps surround you with all the power from all the angels and keeps you safe and protected.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. If you think about it.
It doesn't even have to be a specialized stone or crystal. If you're out taking a walk and you see a rock that you're drawn to, everything on earth has energy. And if that rock draws your attention, it's a mesh with your energy. Pick that rock up, feel it. Really feel everything, the vibration, the coolness, the warmness, whatever that comes through, and it will answer questions and help balance you and whatever it is that you're needing at that time.
That's really good advice. I do that all the time. I thought I was a little bonkers, but that's good to know. I have rocks all over my office and stuff. Yeah. It makes sense, though, that crystals do this sort of work, because, I mean, they've used them for years in radios, and they work as amplifiers for energy. So
right.
It ties in very nicely with the physics and the science of it all. And I'm wondering, should we split our conversation up a little, because we've got a long list of callers waiting, and I'm thinking we'll take a little break and do the aromatherapy part. If that's
fine.
How's that with you, Jan?
That sounds great.
Sound like a plan?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right, well, let's take this poor patient caller and bring them on. So 856, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? 856? All right.
Well.
856 seems to have taken a powder. Okay, hang on.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Oh, hooray. All right.
Hi.
Could I get your name, please?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
What did you just say?
I was just asking for your name.
Oh, it's Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura. Welcome to Enter the Light. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to know if you see me getting work in the next month or two.
Okay. So we'll put
getting
that
what?
Out to
Sorry.
Work.
Okay.
How does Laura's work situation look in the next month or so? So it's okay. So whoever feels ready to go, go right ahead. Don't everyone talk at once.
Laura. Hi, Laura. This is Jen. The first thing I saw is a blue bird and perched on a tree. So that's the first animal that I'm seeing. Sometimes I see more than one. So let's just go with that for right now, since it's just coming in very clearly. And this could be a very rare and precious moment for you to open up your senses and simply enjoy this time. And if you feel like you've been bogged down with everyday events, you need to relax and lighten up. Take a risk and speak your truth to that special someone rather than holding back, and express positive feelings and not negative feelings. Take some time to spend in large open spaces such as a meadow or walking in a park and do some meditation. And it sounds like to me in general, because when I saw the bird come in and sit on the tree, I also felt like the bird was ready to fly. But I feel like along with this message that you're ready to let go of some things. Let clear it out a little bit in your energy field, and just let things kind of go and let the energy move, and then you start to fly, you know what I mean, and then it will take off, and so that you will find work. It feels like there's a stopping point right now. You're resting, and then very soon you're just going to fly, and it's going to happen. So I feel like you are going to find work. And but just for right now, take it easy, take a break, and take a walk in the meadow or the park and relax and just let things go. And I think that's what the bluebird is giving you right now. So I'm just going to pass it over to Sue or Lynn. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, I'm hoping
okay.
I'm going to take flight, so that's
yes.
good.
Okay.
So, Sue, how are you doing?
Okay.
I can go if you're not ready.
No, I'm all set. Hi, Laura. This is Sue.
Right.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Are you looking to go in a different direction with your career?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
So I'm more open to it.
I pulled an angel card, and the first one that I pulled was Archangel Jeremiah, which is life review. And it's saying to take a review of your life and what you're interested in, and you're going to be going, you're going to change directions. And it's time right now to take your time to heal anything that is not in balance in your life. And I don't think that your job is going to come right away. It's not going to be within the next month or two. I think it's going to be a little bit longer. Do you keep a journal?
No, I don't.
I feel like you should keep a journal of what your passions are, what's important to you, what speaks to you. And it's going to lead you in the right direction that you need to be going, because I don't think that you're looking in the right area right now. I think you need to expand, and it needs to be into an area where you really want to go into, but you've kind of been holding back or afraid to go into. Does that make any sense?
I'm not really sure what other area to go into, so I just know I need money to pay my bills.
Right.
That's the thing I'm worried about.
And I feel that you, like Jan said, you need to take this time. You need to refocus and de-stress right now, because that's going to affect any interview that you go on. You've got so much stress and agitation going on, and that's going to come across in your interview. So take a little bit of time and refocus your energies. And I'm really showing that there's something that you have been wanting to do for quite a while, but maybe feel that you're not able to do it, and you really are. So you need to spread your wings and look in other areas that really speak to you, that you're passionate about, and not just a job to pay the bills.
Are they telling you what that other area is?
I'm seeing writing, so I don't know if that's just to keep a journal of what you're interested in, or if possibly writing a book or a blog, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what I would write about.
Your life experiences. I mean, there's so many different things, but try to keep a journal of what it is that you're really passionate about, and search in that area, helping others, teaching, whatever it is that really, really resonates with you and deep down in your soul that you would feel fulfilled with, not just a job to go to and pay your bills. Because it feels like you're stuck, like you're stagnant, and you need to grow and expand. So maybe try the writing in the journal for now and seeing where you have a lot of similarities of the things that you really enjoy, and then start searching in that field. And that's when your job and your career is really going to take off. But concentrate on you, too. Try to get rid of, I know it's hard to get rid of stress when you're worrying about paying the bills, but you're taking on too much, and it's showing in your everyday life.
Okay, thank you.
And that's what I'm getting, Laura.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. That's good. So I'll just follow up with what I got immediately was the image of a bridge. And I see you on one side of the bridge. Now, it's a very narrow bridge that you've got to cross over to where you want to be. And the bridge is something you've got to build between where you were in your job and where you want to be. And yeah, I too pick up a lot of trepidation and fear that you're not going to get anything that is sustainable for you. But the message comes through that the bad times won't all be bad in the future, and this too will pass. You just need to address any fear, and a great big heart shows up. And under the heart, it says, value yourself, and that there's some sort of residual unhappiness about the jobs you were in before. You need to look at that and see what it is that's going to make you want to get up in the morning and go to that job. Money is absolutely essential in this world. Of course it is. But it says here, take a little short-term job while you figure out what you want to do. And, you know, just because you don't think you can do something, how do you know that until you try? Really. Try some new things. Try, step out of your comfort zone and look for jobs that maybe will use your creativity a little bit, you know. You can always pick up work in places like florist shops and, you know, gift shops in the season. And, you know, there's all sorts of work. Just think outside the box, okay? But get that bridge built within yourself. And, you know, find out where you want to go and cross that bridge and go for it. I think you're going to find that you'll find happiness for yourself there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank Laura, you, we wish you all sorts of luck, and we send you lots of love and light. Okay, and we'll be moving on here. All right. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry, Jen, I just answered you.
Okay.
Okay, I found our next caller here. Okay. 315, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hey, ladies. It's Annette from New York.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, I've had better days.
Aw.
I was wondering if you could just give me a general reading.
Okay. All right. Anybody who's picking anything up, go right ahead.
Annette, can you say your name again? Just say your name
Annette.
And where you're from.
Annette
from
New York.
New York.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing what I don't normally see for you, but that's okay because it's just different. But I'm seeing a whole group of like I always forget their names. Penguins. There's a whole family of them.
Are they penguins or something like a penguin?
Or there's something like a penguin. They have these long beaks and sticking them up in the air. What's that?
Are you thinking of cormorants?
Cormites? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Cormorants, I'm thinking of. Pelicans? I will stop guessing.
No, it's fine, Lynn, because I heard pelican, too. I had heard pelican.
Okay, I'll clam up now. Ha, ha, ha. Okay.
It's fine. Because the first thing I heard was pelican. And I thought to myself, no, it can't be a pelican because I know Annette so well, and I know all her animals because I've given her, you know, many, and she doesn't have a pelican, but I'm thinking, wait a second, no, you can't do that. That's what I heard, so I'm going with it because I think that's what it is. your brain comes in and says, no, but that's, you know, you can't allow yourself to do that. You have to free yourself of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm glad you came in because you recognize that, and so that's kind of neat. And what's really weird is that they're both back to back, the pelican and the penguin, in this listing here. So anyway, yeah, it's definitely the pelican because they have a long, long nose. Anyway, let's see, Annette, what would that be? This is an opportunity to forgive either yourself or someone else and release any built-up guilt or resentment. It's time to free yourself from whatever is weighing you down, whether possessions, emotions, or mental strife. Go ahead and take the plunge with respect to the opportunity that has recently presented itself. Focus on cooperating with others rather than competing, particularly concerning any project you're involved with right now. And call on Pelican. Pelican's a good animal to come in if you're feeling any kind of resentment or anger toward anyone. This will help you lighten up. It lightens up the heavy emotions. And so it basically is saying trying to help you remain light and cheerful no matter what is going on in your life. And they're saying that Pelican is a very unselfish type of energy and very sociable and highly intuitive. And that's really nice. And so I think just, you know, knowing a little bit about what you're going through, because I know you, I think letting go of personal things that are going on and not letting those things get to you so much and realizing how much you do for your family and friends. You always serve them, and knowing your own, remembering who you are, remembering your own goodness that you have and what a good person you are, you know what I mean? And not allowing these things to stress you out, especially the stuff with other things that you're going through that I know about, and just taking it one day at a time, you know what I mean, and not rushing on anything, just one day at a time. I literally write things down of my day. I put a list out of what I do that day, and if I can't get it all done, it's okay. I only have to do one thing at a time. You know what I mean? I might only get one or two things done. And I hope that you will just take it easy and just take it slowly and one thing at a time, and remember to take care of yourself, too. That's most important, take care of yourself. So I'm just going to leave it at that and let the other people, let Lynn or Sue talk.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay.
How are you doing there, Sue?
Okay. Hi, Annette. This is Sue. How are you tonight?
Good, huh?
The first thing that I got was your health. Do you have something going on more recently with, like, your throat, chest area?
No, not well. I have a cyst in my lung, but it's been there.
So as soon as your call came through, my throat is, excuse me, I have to keep clearing my throat. It's like tight and plugged up, and I can feel it into my chest, like maybe even allergies or a sinus, something maybe going on.
Well, I would say I have allergies, but they're not acting up. But today was really an emotional day for me, so I would think more my heartstrings. You know, I had a rough day today.
Okay, maybe that's what it is, but I'm feeling it through my lungs, my chest, and my throat. So just kind of watch for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm also picking up, you have to have a little bit more patience when it comes to yourself and what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Take time for you. Don't be trying to rush things in your life. Take it one day at a time and concentrate on you. Push everything else to the side. Concentrate on you and have patience and tolerance with yourself. Don't keep beating yourself up over the little things. If you keep doing that, it's going to make the little things into big things, and none of us want that.
Right.
But everything if you start taking better care of yourself and thinking about yourself and putting yourself first, which is not selfish, it's extremely important, everything is going to go exactly as you need it to go. Things are going to start looking up as soon as you start putting yourself first.
Okay.
Just be more accepting, more loving, more caring about you.
Okay.
And that's what I was picking up for you in that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Hi, Annette. It's the Annette, I think it is, right? LPS?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, hi. Nice to hear from you. I got a really interesting little image here that came through. It starts out as a rainbow, and you can go through this under the arc of the rainbow, but behind the rainbow, it starts to get dark, and it starts to turn into a tunnel. It's still like an arc, like a rainbow, but it becomes gray, it becomes dark, and it becomes this long tunnel. That's all dark inside, and it's like, to me, it's like you're trying to head for this rainbow that you keep seeing, and every time you do, it ends up in some kind of dark tunnel. I wrote down disappointment here. I'm feeling, and I did get a physical reaction too, but just a little lower. I had a really heavy feeling in my stomach, like sadness or not exactly grief, but I also got here holding a grudge or not forgiving something. If you're holding on, yeah, okay. If you're holding on to that, whatever it may be, I love the poem, not the poem, the Violet Flame. Look up Saint Germain, and the Violet Flame is a really good place to send that negativity. It's just above your crown chakra. And you can just do a little meditation and shoot that up there, and it'll just turn back into usable energy again, and it won't be clinging in that. What area? We're looking at like the orange light area of your body, the stomach area. Yeah, be careful of holding negativity in that, because it can give you digestive problems and all sorts of nasty, nasty things. Okay?
Right.
But I did pull up, I felt the urge to pull up a little quote for you, and I'm just going to read it. And it came up randomly, so I just pulled this like an oracle reading, and it happened to be by Deepak Chopra. And the quote goes, "There is no getting around that turning bad things into good things is up to you." And it's hard work, but you know how to do it within yourself, and let go of any grudges and do any forgiving that, because you know, you forgive to free yourself of that heavy energy. And then you can get your vibrations revving, and that brings us closer to spirit, you know. So we do send you a huge hug. Yeah, go. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
You all right then, Annette?
Thank
couple
you,
of
dear.
Tears there, eh? Oh, honey,
yep.
cry. You know about how the physiology of tears works, right? I'm going to give you a little science here. We lose that cortisol, that stress hormone. Cortisol is released through our tears. So, and it doesn't work when you're cutting onions or get smoke in your eyes or something. It's just through the weeping, the crying, the emotional release. So cry your guts up. You know, get in a bathtub and cry, and then it all goes down the drain. And then all that cortisol is released from your system. It's very good. Nature knows best. Okay?
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Okay. Lots of love to you, Annette.
Okay.
We'll see you on Facebook.
Okay.
All right, love. Take it easy.
Okay.
All righty. Here we go. Now, our next caller is... 702, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Yes, it's Juliet. I'm a friend of Jan's.
Oh, hi, Juliet.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you, Juliet. Jan's there? Hello?
Yeah, so I want to, yeah, hi, one of Jan's friends. But no, I would just like an overall reading today, if that's okay.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. I just want to make sure we haven't lost a bunch of people. Jan, are you still there?
I'm still here, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, hooray. And Sue, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Roll call. Okay, guys, let's just see what we pick up for Juliet. Nice to have you. We just, last week we had a bunch of tech weirdness, so we're just a little on alert for that. All righty. Do you want to head off, Jan, or head
sure,
off the
uh-huh.
reading? All righty.
I am seeing, hi, Juliet. I'm so glad you called
hi.
In.
Yes, no, me too.
Yeah, I'm seeing like these fairies in the tree.
Oh, I
and
love
that's
it.
Oh, good. And I'm also seeing a butterfly for you. So that I don't know if I've ever given you a butterfly before, but that's what's coming through right now today.
Oh.
And butterfly is one of the neatest, coolest animals, and it butterflies' messages are and energy is lighten up and don't be so too serious and get ready for a big change when one where an old habit, way of thinking or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. It's a transformation animal, and it's time to make the changes you've been considering. In spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition and know that this too shall pass. Also, a butterfly is an animal that suggests color, and they always suggest wearing bright colors to just feel more color around you. You know what I mean? It kind of brightens
yeah.
your day. And also that there's change in the air. There's transformation with the butterfly, so there may be changes coming on, coming through for you, or going on. And I'm seeing this really big one. It's kind of burgundy and pink. It's really pretty. So basically, I feel like you're I keep hearing the words rock steady. I keep hearing that over and over. These are the words for you, and that the skies are clear. It feels like clear skies to me. You have everything going for you, and I feel like you're rock steady even if things are in the midst of change. That's how it feels to me. And I'm seeing like an opening there's some type of opening for you coming up. I'm not sure what that could be. It could be a job or a new endeavor. And I don't know if that's already happened, but it feels like something positive is coming through. And so that's real generalized, but it's real strong here. So I feel like something positive is going to be happening for you, or it is happening. I think that's basically what I get. And you know that I do meditations for readings, so you can come to me later if you need one. And I'm going to pass it on to Sue or Lynn.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay,
right.
How you doing there, Sue? You good?
I'm good. Is it Julia or Juliet?
Juliet, like Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. Hi, Juliet. This is Sue.
Hello. Hi, Sue.
I am picking up such a wonderful, bright, light, loving spirit from you.
Oh, thank you.
Such a lovable person. I pulled an angel card,
okay.
And I got Archangel Zedekiel, which is teaching and learning. It says keep keep an open mind and learn new ideas, and then teach those ideas to others, which I kind of get the feeling you already do. You like to share all the knowledge that you have with everyone around you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, very open, loving, giving person.
Yeah, thank you.
I am just picking up such a wonderful, wonderful light, and you just love to share.
I do, yeah.
And I pulled another one from Archangel Michael, who is our great protector, in saying that he's protecting you from any lower energies. So if you're ever around anybody that's draining your energy, call on Archangel Michael, and that will alleviate that situation. But
that's
really
good to know.
Yeah, I just get the feeling that there's nowhere for you to go except onward and upward, because you're just such a loving, giving person.
No, that's so awesome. I'm very happy to hear that.
Oh, thank you. But that's really about all I'm getting, is just that you are so loving and caring and have so much to offer to everybody. And just keep being you, sharing everything that you learn, and just keep learning and sharing.
Okay. I will.
Great. Lynn?
Okay.
Thank you.
I immediately... Oh, sorry. Carry on.
Yeah.
Okay. I immediately got an image of a little dog, a little brown and white dog, just wagging its little tail off. And then I got the image of a ship, and that ship is coming in, like there's like little travel lines behind it, and it's coming in. I'm getting the image of a ship coming in, your ship coming in. I don't see that as being necessarily a huge financial win, although I wish that for everyone, but this ship particularly is filled with hearts. It's absolutely overloaded with hearts, and it is heading into shore. So take what you will from that, I think, but I think it's a lovely sign and a lovely image to come in. And I don't know if you ever had a little dog that would be on the other side now. This dog is crossed. It's a little sausage bottom, I would describe it as, if you know what I mean. Little brown and white guy.
Okay, and what did you say the ship was filled with? What was it you said? Sorry, I missed that.
Hearts.
Okay.
Filled with hearts.
Could it be to do with my love life, maybe?
I hope so, because the image feels very strongly like it's a ship coming in for you, and I sense there's more of an emotional load on that ship than a... it'd be great if there's some treasure on there, but it's like the treasure of the heart that it's carrying in for you. And it is definitely traveling in towards us here. And I got a really strange name that I don't know what it means, if it's a person's name, but it's Roscoe. And comes with that is a great big bouquet of sunflowers handed to you, like just a great big smiling bouquet of sunflowers coming to you. And they want you to go look up the meaning of that flower too. So if you can Google
sunflowers.
Yeah, it's a huge bouquet and it's coming at you just like a ray of sunshine.
Awesome. And the name was Roscoe, did you say?
Well, that's as close as I can get. And I wrote it down, and I went, that's weird. So I scribbled it out, and then it came back up again with a line under it. So I don't know what it means. I've never heard that name before, so I don't know what it means. I'll have to look it up at some point,
okay.
And I'll tell Jan if
I
find anything out. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. It was breaking up a little bit. Yeah, I'll look up Roscoe and the sunflowers.
Yeah, I would check if you've got any kind of family tree at all. I'd look back a couple of generations on your dad's side, on the male side of the family. See if you've got like an uncle or something like that. And it may not be that precise name, something R-O, like Ross or... But Roscoe, and it came up twice, which is weird. Like I did what Jan was describing, like I sort of stood in my own way and went, that's a really weird thing to write down. So I scribbled it out, but it came back up again. So I just think it's probably a lovely energy from the other side, just going, hello, and bringing you just like this beautiful bouquet of sunflowers. And there's a meaning to that flower for you. So have a look, and we'll all look it up after the show, see what we can find out.
Lynn?
And that's what I get for you, Juliet.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I very much appreciate it all.
All right. We lovely to talk to you, and call us anytime. That's great to hear from you.
You too. Alrighty. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Juliet. All
thank
right.
You. Bye.
Nice. Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Now I just have to figure out who's been waiting the longest here. Oh, there's somebody. Ah, here we go. Hi, area code 801. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
My name is Noelle.
Noelle. Hi, Noelle. Welcome.
Hi.
Did you have a question for us?
You know, I did, but I was kind of meditating while I was waiting, and now I can't remember what it is.
Not a worry.
Maybe I'll just see what you guys can come up with.
Okay. That's absolutely fabulous. And if you do think of it while we're... Just, you know, chime in any time if you remember. So,
okay.
Alrighty then. Take it away, Jen, if you can.
Sure. Hi, Noelle. My dog, Gypsy, is sitting right here. And she's passed over. And she's sitting in this area of, like, rocks and a mountain, and she's showing me a chipmunk. So I knew she would be coming through to help me. So let's just see what Chipmunk has to say. And gosh, this is the first time I've seen her do that. That's so neat.
That is neat.
Yeah. Let's see here if I can get to it. I don't know a whole lot about Chipmunk, and I don't see them even too often. So that's kind of neat that you have that.
I see him all the time.
Oh, you do? Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's probably why then. It's one of your animals. So let's see. Trust that you're well protected and that there is no real danger you have to face. And be curious and willing to investigate anything of interest that comes your way. Go out for walks, and when you do, take the time to explore anything that attracts your attention, from the tiniest pebble or flower to the vista that's on the horizon. Once you've completed a piece of project, that sentence just went out the window. Keep it to yourself for a few weeks before revealing to others. Once you complete a creative project, pay more attention to the vocal characteristics of those you encounter, volume, pitch, inflection, than the actual words, as a way of discerning more about the person than to speak alone. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. That's something I do, yeah.
Oh, is it? Do you do something? Are you a speech person?
No, I've just found through my life that I've had more luck listening to what people don't say than what they do say.
Right. Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that you can do that is a gift in itself. Yeah. And it says that being inquisitive, playful, and exploring anything that comes across your path and you don't tolerate others telling you what to do or when to do it. And you carry yourself with an aura of confidence and certainty, and you're very your movements are quick, decisive, and unpredictable. And that's the type of energy that Chipmunk has. So anyway, that's a neat animal. I'm really glad to I'm glad Gypsy showed it to me, because I hardly ever see chipmunks. But I think I'm just going to go ahead and pass it on, because I'm seeing a piece of pie. I don't know if you're eating pie or something, but that's all I'm getting.
No?
Eating pie. It's right in front of me, so maybe you need to have some pie.
Oh, that's a good,
well,
good
treat
thought.
Yourself. Yeah, treat yourself
yeah.
with some pie.
Okay. We still got you guys?
We're here. Hi, Noelle. This
okay.
Is... Hi. Do you have something that is bringing you... I got an overwhelming feeling of sadness and confusion.
Yeah.
Okay. That as soon as you started talking, I just got, like, sadness and confusion. You need to make your intentions crystal clear on whatever this is that's going on with you. Put yourself first, your number one priority. Make a list of exactly what you want out of this situation and stick to it. Do not compromise with what's going on. And I think deep down inside you actually know what to do already about it. And if you follow your intuition and put yourself first, everything's going to go very, very well in your favor, and you're going to come out so much farther ahead and be so much happier. It's like a lead weight pulling you down, and maybe you even need to cut the chain that's holding that weight to lift yourself back up to where you need to be to bring you some happiness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just, I technically have two things that could fit into, and I'm just not sure which one you're talking about.
Okay, I don't know how to say this diplomatically.
Okay.
I will just put it out there, and I'm sorry if it's offensive, but I feel like it's a family member. I don't know if it's a relationship partner, another person in the family, but I'm getting a feeling like it's a really family, real intimate person close to your life. And
okay.
It doesn't matter if someone is related to us by blood. If they bring us down and if all they bring in is negativity, we do not need to accept that.
Mm.
We are not put on this earth to be abused, mistreated, pulled down by anybody. We are on this earth to love and live and learn. And even
mm-hmm.
the most negative, hateful person can bring you a very important lesson. It can be on how better to treat other people, how not to be yourself, how to rise up out of the bad situation. But this is, it's really weighing heavy on you, and you need to cut the tie for you. You are,
okay.
You're stuck in the mud like in quicksand. You're going to keep sinking slower and slower and slower until it's completely devoured you.
Do you get male or female?
I'm male. I picked up a male. Right away I got a picture of my brother who I have not been in contact with for probably 8 years now. And cutting that tie was the absolute best decision I ever made in my life. If you are involved in any type of a toxic relationship, you have to get rid of it. You cannot be whole if you have negative poison in your life.
Well, I got divorced, so I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about or not.
Does he still play a big role in your life where he's controlling situations that are bringing you down?
Not really.
I got male, and like I said, the picture of my brother, it could be an overly strong female.
There you go.
That takes on a lot
of
male.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. That's why I got male. Because she's just so overpowering and strong, like a man would be.
Mm-hmm.
Think of yourself, honey. Think of what is absolutely best for you and make your intentions crystal clear on what you want. And if you are not getting that, move on for your own protection.
Yeah, that's become apparent in the last 60 days or so.
Okay. Yeah, you have to think about yourself. You have to do what's absolutely best for you in your life. Learn your lesson and be thankful for the lesson, no matter how hard it is. Release it to the universe and let it go. Move on.
Okay.
I hope that helps you a little bit, Noelle.
It does. If I told you who it was, though, you'd understand why I probably don't sound as chipper as when we got on the phone.
I think I know who it is because I think I am in the same situation. And yes, it is one of the difficult things you will ever have to do, but it'll be the most beneficial for you. Health-wise, spirit-wise, just overall.
Okay.
But I wish you the best of luck, hon.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
I immediately, the name Alan and the number 61 come up immediately. I believe this is a spirit, like it is a someone who's crossed. Sorry, I have rented lips again this week. The message very strongly comes through. Oh, sorry, did I say Alan is, I believe, crossed, and the number 61 comes up with the name Alan. And the message comes through very strongly here. Take the next necessary step. They want you to really pay attention to that. And they also say, remember, and I get a little quote from the Desiderata here, to remember to enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Like if you have any kind of feeling of failure or you're not handling things well, remember, you know, I wish I could remember. It's something like, all the bad times that you thought you'll never get through, well, you 100% got through to this point. So you did get through it, and you will get through it. And then I've got a really weird reference because I don't think many people read Tolstoy, but there's a little story he wrote called The Death of Ivan Ilyich. And basically what this is about is it's a guy on his deathbed who's going, oh, crap, what if I've lived my entire life wrong, and he's like he's dying and he's leaving the earth and there's no time to fix it, but he's like just all these things he's done that he's suddenly regretting, and it's all things he's done from fear, not love. And so what they want you to think with this reference is, like, say you become 80, 90 and you're looking back on your life, what will you wish you would have done about this situation now, and do that thing. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, happy to help. That's what we're here for. We give you what we get, and we try to stay out of the way.
Well, it's funny. I think I remembered what I was going to tell you. Is I called in April, and I happened to be driving home, so I didn't have anything to write on. And I think one of you gave me a name of my guide, and I thought it was strange. It didn't make any sense at the time. And I ran into somebody else who I know who does this, and she told me the exact same thing. And there's absolutely no way that you could have both been, you know, saying it. Just, it was, it's really weird because it's a weird name, and there's no way. It was just completely.
That's fabulous.
Strange, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, that's great news. Great to hear. Yeah, we get some pretty interesting names. I think we used to do a thing called Sunday readings where a bunch of mediums and psychics would get together. Jan was there, and Lori, and, well, a bunch of people. And we'd all read for each other. And we got this Italian guy. We had this Italian name, and nobody had heard of it. But I think it rang true. It was Father Aldo or something like that. Anyway, it rang true for the lady. And so you never know. Names just kind of come up. But that's really neat that you got that name from the other person. And
when the other person
said
it, I nearly fell out of the chair because it just wasn't something that you could, you know. It's not like Alan, where she just said the name Alan, and it's a common name. So.
Yeah, well, do check it out, though, because
that's really cool.
Just check out, see who's across that might be calling to you or talking to you. The name, the number 61 may be a reference to the age that they crossed at, but
okay.
Anyway, see what you get, and, you know, call us back if you want to, you know, validate anything or ask another question or anything like
that.
But,
are the shows archived so you can listen to them?
Oh, yeah. You just go to Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Sacred Embers. Yeah, and that'll bring up all the archives and all the shows and whatnot.
Okay.
So, fabulous.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Noelle. Call back. Let us know how everything's going. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
Love and light to you.
Bye now.
Okay, we have a lot of callers still waiting, so we're going to keep plugging here, guys.
But, Lynn, I just want to say I'm sure that was your name that you gave her before. You know,
I'm trying to remember what it was.
I'll
have to go back through the notes. Sorry, 701, you are on the air. Could we get your name, please? Hello, sorry. 701, are you? Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to Enter the Light.
Hi, Jan. Oh, hi. Yay.
Sheila.
Oh, I'm excited.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Thanks. I'm just happy to talk to all you girls. Oh, this is so exciting. I just had a question about my artwork is gonna, you know, what it's going to end up doing for me. You know, just kind of a, you know, am I gonna go places? You know, just is it gonna expand or?
Well, I'm getting an animal for you right away. To start off with, and it's one of your animals, and I can't help it. It's just coming through again. It's your white horse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, And I don't remember that you had a white horse. It just shows up here. So that's, then I remember that you have a white horse. Yep. Let me see. There is a specific thing for white horses, you know, too, as you know. And mm-hmm. what I was hearing, Sheila, right away was that you're in a, I sort of saw like a, you're passing through something. You got to pass through this before it starts happening. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Before you start moving ahead.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's almost like you're going through an impasse or whatever that, you know, like an impasse.
Yeah.
Makes
sense.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's but you're going to pass through it and. Let me see what the horse says here. I love a horse. They don't have white horse in here. But horse in general is you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. So that could be what that is. Once you
Ooh.
Go through the pass, then you're going to move, you know what I mean? And move on
uh-huh.
it. And it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. Call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through whatever you need to get through, and you're much more powerful than you think you are. And this situation right now requires a strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. You're very well protected. Oh, yeah, and the white horse, you're very well protected from negativity or harsh psychic attacks, so that's good. And you're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, like a vision quest or like a shamanic kind of thing.
Okay.
And so that's specifically for the white horse. And you definitely have a white horse. Oh, my God. It just came right through there. I love that. And I would just say mostly that getting through that impasse is what you need to do, because I saw that with the horse, and as Sheila does really beautiful artwork, and it's, you're just, you know, ready to take off, and it seems like though it's gone really fast for you. I don't think you realize how fast it's already gone, because because I feel like it has gone fast for you already, and you're just in a lull right now, and that's just going to take a little time, and then you're going to come out of the lull. And but don't get discouraged, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you go through those times too.
Mm-hmm.
And
for learning,
yeah.
growing,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And but I mean, your ability is so profound and so amazing. I mean, you have such amazing ability, Sheila. And
thank you.
Yes. So just have faith and keep faith in that, and know that eventually you're going to be moving it through to other areas. It's going to be taking off later. You're going to be doing a lot more with it, is what I'm feeling. I'm not getting exactly. Where it's going to be at for the
right,
know, but I'm just going to leave it at that for right now, and I'm just trying to see what else they're showing me. They're showing me like being outside and staying out with nature, and continuing to do that kind of stuff for yourself, just
mm-hmm.
to keep your spirit on a good level like that, being around nature. I'm seeing a lot of trees and flowers, and I know you're into flowers too, so
yeah.
I know that.
Uh-huh.
So that's why that's coming through. Oh, that's so neat. So anyway, just have faith and believe in yourself. I mean, you're so amazing. I know it's gonna happen for you. I feel that very much. I just don't feel like it's just not happening so much right now, but it will eventually.
Right.
So
yep.
I'm just going to...
When the time is right,
and I wish you a happy birthday, and I'm going to pass
thank
it on.
Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Thanks,
I'm so glad you called in. Uh-huh.
Okay. So have we still got our Sue with us?
I am here.
Oh.
Sheila, this is Sue.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
I got a picture I got a couple different pictures, but the first one I got was of a mountain, climbing a mountain one step at a time and pausing to take a break every now and then. And I got a picture of different size boxes, like the small box, which I'm seeing like a small gallery, then moving up to a little bit bigger of a gallery, and it's going to be a gradual movement in the sizes of where your art is displayed, just like climbing a mountain, one step at a time. It'll start out smaller and get bigger and bigger and bigger, but it's going to keep growing gradually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
And I also picked up chakra cleansing and clearing. Do you work on aligning your chakras and?
Well, I want to, you know, and I try. I do like essential oils and, you know, and I haven't done meditation for a while now, but I do, you know, try to work on it. You know, sometimes I'm just not in the mood and I don't want to do it, but
right,
I've
I
been
understand
thinking of
that.
It. Mm-hmm.
But our chakras, you know, being the energy points through our whole body, we need to have those all aligned and cleansed to keep all of our energy balanced. And I think you need to work on balancing your energy more, which is going to lead more into your spirituality and your meditation, which is going to help you climb the mountain faster.
Oh, okay.
Because we need all of our energy to make the steps forward. But I'm getting, everything is going to go great. It's just going to be a little bit slow, one step at a time, just like you're climbing the mountain. And the small box, medium-sized box to the bigger box, you're going to start out and just keep rocketing up from there. And once the steps start matching, your energy level starts matching, it's going to be like a sprint instead of a walk.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yep.
So really, really work on your energy level, your chakras, your meditation, grounding and centering, and you're going to fly. You are going to fly.
That sounds wonderful.
And that's getting for you. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Yep, I'm here. Happy birthday from me too, Sheila. That's great. I got a movie image here. Are you familiar with the movie The African Queen?
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart. Yeah, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The scene from that movie that comes up for your situation is right before they come to the open water. They are poling and poling through the muck, and it's harder and harder to get through. And finally they give up and they figure they're just stuck and they're going to lie down and die. So they just sort of lie down, get ready to die. The camera pans upward from, a helicopter shot or something. And as the camera pans upward, you see that they are like 20 feet from open water, and they did make it. They just didn't realize it because they couldn't see from their vantage point. And I think I love that message, because I think what they're saying is, don't give up just because you think you're not there. You know, go up. This is where I think meditation, maybe you should get back into it. Raise your vibration.
Yeah.
Go higher. Look at where you are. You'll see you're almost there. Now, granted, they still had to tangle with Nazis and stuff like that, but it all worked out in the end, and it's going to be fine for you. I really think you're going to be just fine. And
oh,
I have no
great.
Idea what... Yeah. No, I love that scene, because it just sort of, you know, when you just think, oh,
yeah.
I got it, you know. Yeah, and then
right.
suddenly you realize you're really there, you know. And then it rains, I think, and they float out to the sea, and it's like very cool.
Yeah.
And where I don't know what this means, but the name or the word Turlington comes up. I checked that out as a place name. Maybe it's where your first gallery showing will be, or whatever. But do you remember too? Yeah, that art and any kind of art or creative activity can also be a meditation, right?
Right.
You know, yeah, it's where your brain waves are going. And if you lose yourself in that art piece, then, you know, that's a meditation. You know, you're working with spirit. And I also pulled a really cool quote for you. I love this, and I think you're going to love it. The biggest adventure you can ever take is to live the life of your dreams. And that's a quote by Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. It popped up for you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I love that. I'd say just keep on plugging. You're going to be fine. And it's going to.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. There you go.
Thank you, girls. And I wasn't really discouraged. It was just kind of like, am I just going to keep painting and just add them all to my house and not get them anywhere? Or
No, but, just believe in what you can't see yet, but ask for, and just ask for it and then get out of the way. Let the universe, let spirit help you. You know, as long as we don't interfere, our prayers are answered. So,
right.
Yeah.
great. Well, thank you, girl, so much.
Thank you, Sheila, and have a wonderful birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and fall by anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Okay.
Right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now, who is being... Okay, 49, here we go. Area code 229, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Is there a question?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to ask you all anything you're picking up for me coming up because... I got to have surgery on the 22nd of this month on my left knee, which I injured on my job. And they want to do surgery on my back, but they're going to do one thing at a time. But just want to know how will the surgery go and will it be a success and a speedy recovery?
Oh, Melvin.
Okay. Hey, all right.
Bless your heart. I'm sorry to hear as soon as you start talking, I'm seeing this like lizard. First I'm seeing a tree next to a house and a window. And then I see this lizard that's laying on its back. And so it's funny that you're talking about your back. I'm seeing a light around the lizard. And it feels like everything's going to be okay. So I just want to look up what lizard is. And curious as to know why the lizard is
okay,
coming.
I'm definitely, yeah.
But I like that animal too. It's a really neat animal actually. So it'd be interesting because it meant something to me when I saw it when I lived in the Bahamas. I used to see the lizards all the time. They used to come around. So, but they were prevalent there in that area, and they came around people. Lizards came around people that were going through some type of physical thing, and I went through very much of a physical thing there. So that's why it's kind of interesting. I'm curious to see what it has to say. I pick up your back quite a bit here, and if I can just find this darn thing, here it is.
Okay.
So I know you've called in before at Psychic Gone Wild, haven't you?
I think so, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I recognize you. So it says you have a vital life force, extremely sensitive spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally, and you are strongly psychic and intuitive. Lizard assists you with seeing into the unknown and acting quickly when you need to. Dreams are important to you, and you possess an element of detachment that saves you from becoming too dependent on anything in your life. When you need to explore new levels of perception, most likely the lizard will come across your path. Lizard is reminding you to meditate and to pay attention to your dreams. Maybe now is the time to start a dream journal. That's not at all what I would think that the lizard would be telling you, but that's what it is. That's what it's saying. So that's kind of neat. What I was picking up about the whole situation with your back was that I feel like you're going to have a good. It's going to be okay. You're going to get through that surgery, and you're going to be all right. I saw a lot of light around the situation, around when you were talking. I feel like it's going to have a good follow-up. You know what I mean? So
yes.
I don't be afraid. You're going to be all right through that.
But they're going to do the knee first. This is when I go in on
knee
my
first,
knee.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're
going to
do the
good.
Knee in 2 weeks. So I
in
didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. But I have a hernia. And their doctor, the company doctor where I got hurt at, they want to, like, say, I need to take care of my hernia or something. And I think they're using that where they won't have to do back surgery on me. Is that correct?
Say what now?
The company doctor, the place that I got injured at, the doctor yesterday told me that he won't, I have a hernia that pokes out. And he said that may cause a problem when I have back surgery. Is he trying to get me not to have the back surgery?
Oh, I see. The herniated disc on your back, is that what he's talking about?
No, a hernia on my navel. I have a hernia.
Oh, I get it. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're worried about that.
Right. But he's trying to talk me out of not getting back surgery. Cause he giving me all these, this could happen, that could happen, and all this and that, not guarantee this and that and all that. And I told him my life is paralyzed. I mean, it's slowing me down.
They have to tell you everything. They always give you all that. They have to do that so they can be safe in case something happens. They have to give you all the possibilities since you already have a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I'm just not seeing a problem with the back surgery myself. But I could, you know, that's just what I'm feeling. And I'd like the other, you know, we can ask Sue and Lynn what they think.
Okay.
So I just, I want to wish you luck and take good care of yourself and have faith in all the processes that you're going to be doing. I think you're going to be okay. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, Sue, are you picking anything up?
Hi, Melvin. This is Sue.
Hi.
I recognize your voice from the other show, too.
Yes, ma'am.
I am also picking up that your surgery is going to go very, very well as long as you follow the doctor's orders and keep your energy positive. Don't let yourself get down during the recovery. Make sure you stay positive and you do absolutely everything the doctor tells you. And the surgery will go really, really well with your knee. And I'm glad that you said knee first because I picked up knee.
Yeah.
And with the hernia, They might be telling you that because the hernia might need to be fixed before your back surgery.
Right. It does. I mean, it sticks out pretty good. It's been like that for years, but it's not in pain or anything. I thought maybe you were just saying that because of my, you know, I got injured on the job and what Ms. Comp got, you know, is paying for it. But he said that I would be out for about 3 months after my knee surgery.
Right. And, you know, keep talking to all of your doctors and get their opinions. I'm not a doctor. I can just tell you what I feel. But
right.
I feel that it's going to go in order, knee, hernia, back. Because you don't want to leave the hernia unattended because if it gets worse or if it strangulates, that causes so many additional issues. So just go in order to what they tell you, follow all their instructions, and everything's going to be great for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you all see, like, when this case is going to settle out? It's been a year now. Well, next month will be a year for my injury. I have nerve damage in my left side, all the way to my left leg, arm, and lower back. And after surgery, from recovery from my knee, do you see them selling it out for a real nice amount that I'm probably going to have to be on disability because I had a little tiny stroke after my injuries?
I'm seeing a very long process, so it might not be right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was getting for you, Melvin. Best of luck with your surgeries.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to be really quick here. We're just about out of time, but what I get for you, Melvin, for this is I see three arrows indicating that all these problems are like you've got to get them fixed one by one. And I do agree the knee has to get fixed first, your hernia for sure. And I get on the back problems. Don't rush into it. Get a second opinion. And I also get the image of Dory from Finding Nemo, that little blue fish, going, keep swimming, keep swimming, keep swimming. And I think if you are inclined at all, try swimming as a way to get your body back in shape. Are you a reader at all, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am. I read the Bible a lot. I like to read.
Okay. Can you find, and you can probably find it as an ebook or Amazon, whatever, get a copy of Wayne Dyer, I Can See Clearly Now, and there's a lot of information about self-healing in that book, and I think you really benefit from reading it, and read it pre-surgery, and I think you'll find that very helpful.
What's the name of it?
It's called I Can See Clearly Now, and it's by Dr. Wayne Dyer, D-Y-E-R.
Oh, I heard about that, yes.
Yeah.
I heard about
that. Fabulous, and it's a... Okay, and I have to let you go, Melvin, but we wish you so much luck, and let us know how your surgery goes. Call us back, okay?
I will. Thank you all so much. God bless you all. Thank you.
Bless you, Melvin.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And, okay, love and light to you. And we did not get to all of our callers, but please call back. I wrote down the area codes that we didn't get to, so I'll try to give you guys priority next week. We've got about 1 minute left. Anybody have any brilliant wise words to end the show? Or I can try bringing that music up again.
Ooh,
shall I try? All right, let's see if I can do sound guy. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Well, okay. Don't quit your day job there, kid. There should be some music. Oh, there we go.
Hey.
All right.
Awesome.
Love and light to you all. Thanks for everyone. for calling in. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jen. And have a great week, you guys. And just remember to enter the light.
Bye.